Chapter 1. I don't want to go straight through, Lena said, or wander too far. We want to get home before the winter closes in. They were bent over the maps again. Now that the decision was made to head to Haven before returning to the farm, there were only a handful of choices. Anne was hovering at the edge of the group, listening to the discussion. It wasn't ideal to do this in front of her, because she was a stranger. But there was also no choice. Keeping the location of the farm secret was easier if they focused on this Haven place in Beta. At least the woman had the sense to keep from interrupting or offering her own opinion. She might be part of their journey now, but she had little road experience. Chicago is south of a couple of big towns, Scott said. Gathering intelligence is still the plan, right? Milwaukee, if we go to the coast and down, Luis said. Or across to Minneapolis, then down. Do you know any of these areas? Astrid asked. The safest route is better. Not since from before, he said. I vote we head through to Minneapolis. It gives us options. One of the benefits of being home was not having to make blind decisions that could kill someone. The only difference between the two cities was that one had more opportunity to visit small towns along the way. By heading to Milwaukee, they would pass through a large part of what used to be a national forest. The only thing that probably changed was that there was no national anymore and way more forest. Lena let the others talk over the options, trying not to express her frustration at the lack of facts. The fire was dying down and they had no further use for it. Once they chose a path, they'd ride out. She dumped a jug of water on the embers and reached for the short-handled spade to cover the ashes after checking for any signs something would flare up. Wildfires still happened. They'd passed a few burnt-out areas on the way as a reminder of how bad a flare-up could get. "Let me help," Anne said. "I know I'm not part of your team officially, but I'm no freeloader. You need to assign me work, Lena."
Work that would have to be double-checked, Lena thought. Anne had given them no reason to trust her, or any to distrust her, to be fair. And if Lena was honest, Anne had as much experience as she had a year ago.
"Just make sure it's out before we leave," Lena said, handing her the shovel. "We don't need to be out running a fire." Anne stared at the wet mess before stirring the ashes with the blade. Lena walked over to where the horses waited. They were loaded and ready to set out. The two they'd received in Liberty, Spot and Beau, fit in with the rest without any trouble. She leaned into Bebop's side and smoothed his mane.
"Ready," Beatty called out. "We've got a long day ahead of us."
They hadn't needed her for the planning stage. Lena was torn between relief that she didn't need to make a choice and fear that she hadn't noticed a possible threat. She checked to see where Anne was, in case she hadn't heard Beatty. The woman was staring toward the trees.
"Did you see something?" Lena asked as she motioned for Beatty to pay attention.
Anne turned and shook her head.
"Just a stag. He's gone, but it's rutting season. Should we be worried?"
"Why would a stag be hiding near their camp?"
"Not unless you smell of dough and heat," Astrid said, "or competition."